get ready. It's time to surround yourself with some of the best attractions Central Florida has to offer. It's time for the Central Florida Sights and Sounds Podcast with your hosts, John and Anne Marie Carigliano.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Welcome to our family time. Welcome to our brotherly time. We're happy giving a taking to the friends we're making. There's nothing we won't do. Welcome to our family time. Welcome to our happy time. This is a festival, you know, a festival. We're here to share it all.
Welcome to Season 9, Episode 11 of the Central Florida Sights and Sounds Podcast, bringing you the sights and sounds of Central Florida's world-class attractions and beyond. And I'm your host, John Crigliano. Of course, here's my sick but recovering wife, Miss Anne Marie. Well, welcome everyone to our first show of 2024. I know last week, or the last show, we said we'd see you next week, but with the holidays and going over to see family and then us getting sick, that didn't happen. So welcome to 2024 and Happy New Year, Emery. Yeah, so apparently we picked up something, or at least I picked up something over my father's place, or at least seeing family, and then since sharing is caring, Emery got sick. Emery, how are you feeling?
Jerk.
But of course, with our first show of the new year, we're going to be doing something I don't think we've done on the show before.
If not, it's been a really long time.
Yeah, for sure. And there's been a lot of rumblings and of a very, very big refurb coming up where basically this attraction is going to be down for a whole year. A little hint, I think Spielberg is footing the bill for this one.
He will never let this attraction die.
Never. And that attraction, of course, is one of the last two opening day attractions here at Universal Studios Florida, and that's, of course, E.T. Adventure. I know if my friend Steven is listening, one of his favorites, and at one point was also at Universal Studios Hollywood and Universal Studios Japan.
And that's when Steven Spielberg got mad.
Yes. So the rumor is that he's basically putting $125 million of his own money to refurb this attraction, which could definitely use it.
I mean, I love it too, but it definitely shows its age.
For sure. And now it's going to be coming up on its 34th year, or at least completing its 34th year. But yeah, so we're at the front of the park and we're going to go binaural and basically walk through, I guess, the Hollywood section and back to what used to be Kid Zone and do E.T. Adventure. So sit back, relax, and off to the green planet we go. Definitely a nice evening at the park today, or at least early evening.
Even though it's a marathon weekend at Disney, it's still pretty busy here.
The highest right now I'm seeing is for Revenge of the Mummy for 45 minutes.
I just mean people.
Oh, okay.
Are there any rumblings about what the new tribute store is going to be?
Not that I've heard. I know definitely coming up we're going to be getting into Mardi Gras season soon, so.
25 minutes?
Probably that.
A lot of the Christmas decorations are, of course, still up around the park. But the music is definitely not.
Yeah.
After the 31st, it said sayonara. Of course, with the slow period coming back. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the old holiday tribute store is long gone. But as I was saying, with the slow season coming back in, we're seeing a lot more refurbishments out and around the park.
Yeah, a lot of walls up.
A lot of walls up. And of course, Mel's Diner is still closed. Hopefully sometime this year it'll open.
It's been closed for quite some time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Probably want to get whatever is done here done fast because of Mardi Gras.
Yep. Because that's going to be coming up in February. Cafe La Bamba is back up, open for daily guests.
Remember when the line for Central Park Crips was like 3 miles long?
Who could forget?
Sure, this will be hopping soon, the media center, because pilot season
is coming up.
They do like streaming service shows too?
I would presume so. I think this is the first time I've actually been back here after the new sign debuted. Oh, and there's Shrek's house.
I don't think I've been back here since that at all.
Yeah.
I know you came and you did a video.
I did. Of course, that's up on our YouTube channel if you search that. It was like a 40-minute long video. Oh, yeah. There it is, DreamWorks. Oh, yeah, you can see the Woody Woodpecker Nut House coaster has been completely repainted.
I'm excited for this. I think it's going to be a good addition.
I don't like how close it is to E.T. though.
No.
I mean, that might be different. Like when you look at the marquee sign for E.T. and then you look how close Shrek's house is.
Yeah.
It's almost butt upright against it. I hope that'll change once these walls come down. Oh, there's that very familiar scent.
Maybe they'll rework. Maybe that's why it's closing.
Yeah.
They're gonna rework the entrance.
Maybe.
like maybe they'll make that like the gift shop or the entrance or something. And could, have the gift shop somewhere else.
Yeah, it could be.
That, I mean, honestly, that kind of makes sense. Like, if it's going to close for a year, reworking the entrance is going to take a minute.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, that actually does make a lot of sense if it is going to close. To rework the entrance to be, like, somewhere over there, like, on the other side of the gift shop, or the gift shop be the entrance, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
And have, like, this be the exit. Like, I don't know how they would do that, but, like, I don't know.
I think Universal will figure something out.
Well, I'm sure that's been in the plans for a long time.
Yeah.
Willy nilly do things.
A very young Drew Barrymore. Maybe this year I'll finally sit down and watch that movie.
You know, it'd be cool if they like redid these interviews, like with current Drew Barrymore and like.
Oh, Henry Thomas. It's certainly still nice to see that E.T. still gets a lot of attention.
Thank you.
The posters that are on the left side of the wall over here, they've changed them from the 40th anniversary, or from the third, no, they were the 20th, to now just kind of like generic, but they look nice. I like them. The old ones were like from 2002 and looked very faded.
Because
John.
John.
Thank you.
First name?
And into the forest we go.
Otherwise known as John's favorite piece.
Stand yes.
By to the right express. Stay to the left.
Okay, so we just
okay.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, 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 oh. There we go. Good gravy.
Seats for guests. Let's see if you are. For your safety, remain seated at all times.
Well, here comes Botanicus.
Things I like about this is, like, even though you know the trees don't go all the way up, it feels like they do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think that's the first time I've watched the entire little loop of Botanicus. What's up?
I get up.
Hang tight. She's good to transfer, just to let you know. All
right. Just because you can't take real trade
down. Gotcha.
When boarding, stay in your row and quickly move down to the last seat. Each row seats four guests. Once seated, lower your lap bar. For your safety, remain seated at all times, keeping hands and feet inside the vehicle. Supervise children. Hold on to lap restraints at all times. No photography or video recording. Always follow team member instructions and ask for assistance if needed. Thanks for your attention. Enjoy your flying bicycle ride. When boarding, stay in your row and quickly move down to the last seat. Each row seats four guests. Once seated, lower your lap bar. For your safety, remain seated at all times, keeping hands and feet inside the vehicle. supervise children.
Be at the unload when you come back.
Hold
you
on to lapel strings at all times.
No photography or video recording. Always follow team member instructions and ask for assistance if needed. Thanks for your attention. Enjoy your flying bicycle.
Bag goes up on the handlebars directly in front of you, not around your legs, just then it'll slide off.
All right, enjoy ET Adventure.
Any day.
seated, keeping hands and feet inside the vehicle until you are asked to exit.
They left off a letter. Mr. We saved. And Marie, we saved the green planet.
Hooray!
Yay!
It was cold in there.
It, not as bad as it's usually been. It was just nice, like, I was thinking about it, and I was like, boy, you know, my late grandmother, who came with us back to Universal back in August of 93, you know, she rode that with us, and it just brought back some memories of my first time coming here 30 years ago, and it still has that same charm as it did back then.
Why are you lying to me?
What's, what am I lying to you about?
About 1993 being 30 years.
How long ago do you think it is?
It's 10 years ago.
10 years ago? Oh, so it's 2003.
Yeah.
Was there anything else that you'd like to do? Yeah. I'm going around, over here.
Yeah, just stop somewhere.
such a good ride.
There were some, like, I don't know the last time we went down, but, or the last time we rode it, but there did seem to be some new lighting effects.
Yeah, on the Green Planet, yeah. Where the other E.T. creatures were like.
I also noticed on the side, like where, like before you shaved the planet.
Yeah.
There was like lava flows.
Yes.
It was like a video screen, which I don't remember.
It's not a video screen. It's like it's a lighting projection, but there's some steam effects that are supposed to go off when you enter.
But I never noticed those little like.
Maybe you just never noticed.
Maybe
them.
I never noticed them before, but.
But Magdal seems a little bit better. I know. Hopefully, with this, it's a little bit.
That's the biggest jump scare in the entire ride.
So while we're sitting, is there anything else that you would like to bring our listeners on? Or is that pretty much it? No?
I don't think so.
No? Okay. That's fine. So don't forget, you can visit us at cfsas.com, where you can email the show. You can follow us up on X at Central FLSAS. You can follow us on Blue Sky as well by the same handle. And don't forget to subscribe to us on our YouTube channel. So, beginning of the new year, and I have been waiting for this for a long time. I finally got myself an iPad Pro. So what that means, and I got some other hardware that once everything is all set up, when I'm out and about and I'm shooting either some short videos or whatnot, I can edit them right then and there and upload them. I don't have to wait to go home and be hardwired to my big desktop. So I'm excited for that. Ever since iPads came out, I think they've been a pretty cool tool, and it's actually cool to own one, and I have you guys all to thank for your support
and my in-laws
for making that happen. And yeah, so expect definitely a lot more video uploads this year than in past years now that I'm portable. Yay! So don't forget to subscribe to us up on our YouTube channel. We're over 11,000 subscribers strong, and we thank every single one of you for your support.
And like, if you have any suggestions, let us know what you want to see.
Yeah, if there's anything, like,
even if it's old things, John has a lot of old things, he can remaster them.
Yes. If there's things that you want to remember, reminisce, or things that you want to see out in the park, definitely don't hesitate to contact me. You can do it through X or our YouTube channel. I'm pretty receptive when it comes to that stuff, and I'd be happy to do that. It's kind of hard to tell what you guys want when you really guys don't say nothing. I don't know what for next week. Hopefully Anne-Marie will be feeling a little bit better. I know she was a trooper today, because she's walking a little bit slower because she's still sick, so hopefully she'll feel better. But until next time, say goodbye, Anne-Marie.
Goodbye, Anne-Marie.
And so long, and have a magical week, everybody.
Ohana means family. Family means nobody
gets left behind
or forgotten.